The G.I. Journal goes to press.
The G.I. Journal. It's the G.I. Journal.
Hello, G.I. Journal. Editor-in-Chief Bob Benson speaking. You want to place an ad in the G.I. Journal? Just a second, I got a pencil. Okay, shoot now. What is it? Young corporal studying art wants to meet model with lovely figure, gorgeous eyes, and luscious lips. Object? Well, reword it a little and call me back, will you please? Now, where's my office for you? Radcliffe. Oh, Radcliffe.
Here I am, Mr. Bensley.
What's the matter with you, anyway? You've been moping around for weeks now.
Well, I'm lonesome. You see, for months I went with a beautiful girl. She was pretty. She had a neck just like a swan.
Why'd you give her up?
I found out her father had webbed feet.
Radcliffe, you've got to cut out all this nonsense and get down to work now. You realize that last week the G.I. Journal made only 5 cents gross profit?
5 cents gross profit?
Yeah. That was the paper we sold to Mr. Gross. This paper's got to crack a big story soon or we fold up.
Well, Keith, what are you going to do about getting news?
Well, I've advertised for an expert crime reporter to help me run the big jewel thief down. Man known as the Brain. My reporter should be getting here any minute. This must be the minute. Come in.
Linda Darnell reporting.
Hey, Linda Darnell, what are you doing here, Linda?
Why, Bob, am I intruding?
Only in the right places, my dear. I mean, it's a delightful intrusion.
Well, Bob, you know, I really can be of real assistance to you. I mean, I've always been interested in criminology, you know. Why, I once found two bodies.
Well, you certainly kept the right one. Linda, do you realize what these criminals are? Do you know what it is to come face-to-face with a bunch of gimlet-eyed, stony-hearted men?
Are you kidding? I once entertained a detachment of MPs.
Well, I don't know how it's...
Oh, Bob, look. Someone threw a rock through the window with a note tied to it.
Oh, let's see now. What does it say? Yeah. Don't start nothing what you can't finish. Sign the Brain. P.S. If you wish to answer, kindly use a Ted stamp self-addressed rock.
Oh, gee. Gee, Bob, what are you going to do?
Do? Well, I'll track that miserable yellow cur to his lair. None of... What was that?
Oh, it's a knife, this time with another note.
What does it say?
Oh, it says, shucks, missed you.
Rocks, rocks, knives. They tried everything but a gun. But they don't scare me. When I get my hands on them...
Oh, Bob! Bob, where are you?
In the top drawer of the desk.
Turn to Ink Rollers for G.I. Journal's top musical page. The Armed Forces Radio Orchestra swing back to the days of razzmatazz with Nobody's Sweetheart.
Thank you. Now back to the front office, where editor-in-chief Robert Benchley has managed to get out of the top drawer of the desk and is talking to his crime reporter, Linda Darnell.
Well, Bob, what are you going to do about getting a scoop for G.I. Journal?
Well, first of all, we ought to find out if any crimes have been committed lately. I'll turn on the radio and get the police calls.
Calling car 14. Calling car 14. Why haven't we heard from you all day? Why haven't we heard from you all day? Is it anything we said? Attention all cars. Attention all cars. Mrs. Vanderpool T. Frump has reported the loss of her pearl necklace. It is valued at $50,000. That is all.
That's all. That's enough, isn't it? This is just the case we need, Linda. I'll catch the criminal and the paper will have an exclusive scoop.
Now, let's face it, Bob. You couldn't catch Bugs Bunny if he walked right into this office.
Bugs Bunny? Don't be silly.
Yeah. What just that?
Bob, do you see what I see?
Yeah, and I've got to stop drinking that ink eradicator. What are you doing here, Bugs?
Well, I just got back from my honeymoon, Doc, and I thought you might want to write it up in the paper.
Honeymoon? I didn't even know you were engaged.
Well, I can't blame you for that. We rabbits are pretty fast workers. Well, I gotta be running along now, Doc. I'm on an errand for my wife, and she asked me to stop in at the repair shop.
The repair shop? What for?
Well, we're having our adding machine fixed. So long, Jim.
So much for the world of sports. Now to get down to the business of catching that crook. Fortunately, I've made a study of weird disguises.
Really, Bob? Well, which one has he got on now?
Oh, now you can kid me if you want to, Linda, but I'm an expert at hiding my identity. Well, I've got one disguise that makes me 16 inches shorter.
16 inches shorter? What is it?
It's a hole in the ground.
Oh, I see.
Now, you go down to the newsroom and dig up all you can on Mrs. Frump and her jewels. Then report back to me.
Okay, Chief. See you later.
That girl is certainly a worthwhile addition to a newspaper office. One of these days, I'm going to put my arms around her and go to press. Just kidding, right? Nah, just kidding. But right now, I need a good detective to help me get these pearls back. Come in.
Private Detective Alan Jenkins, at your service.
Well, this is a coincidence. How do you know I was looking for a detective?
It's my business to know things. Here's my card.
Alan Jenkins, bloodhound to the elite. I never bark up the wrong tree. Say, you ought to be able to help me solve the Mrs. Frump Pearl case.
Sure, I can help you. I'm one of the best frump finders in the business.
Well, you're a little confused. It's not a frump that's been stolen. It's pearls.
Oh, that's bad. Pearls is even harder to find than frumps.
Just how did you happen to get into the detecting business, Alan?
Well, I once read that it takes a crook to catch a crook. Right away, I knew I was a natural.
You mean you were once a criminal?
Mr. Bentley, you ain't a criminal until you're caught. And I was only caught once. At that, it was for a very minor infraction of society's bylaws.
What was the charge?
Burglary with intent to rob. They caught me with a hot locomotive.
What in the world do you want? What did you want with a locomotive?
Are you kidding? Did you ever try to get a cab in this town?
I'm glad you're here, Alan. We need a hard-boiled operator in this case.
I'm your boy, all right, and I fear nothing.
Alan, where are you?
No.
What happened? Did they hit you?
Oh, but you have to keep thumbtacks in this desk drawer.
Well, it's time now for G.I. Journal to headline the latest musical news. And here's a neat little squib for the front page, our copy gal of song, Miss Connie Haynes.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks very much. As your copy girl in the original Song of the Week department, it's my pleasure to preview another brand new song written overseas and mailed to us here at Armed Forces Radio Los Angeles, USA. This week's song comes from ACO 261. It was written by Private Ken Hecht, and it's called Be There. And here it is right back at you, Ken. Though many miles is better, you're all I'm dreaming of. My heart won't seem to beat again until we meet again, my love. When dreams can finally come true, I'm counting. Though it may take me a while, I promise you I'll be there. My days and my nights are lonely, but no matter how long it may be,
congratulations to songwriter Ken Hecht. And now back to G.I. Journal's editor-in-chief. We find Bob Benchley disguised as a milkman. He and Linda are combing the neighborhood of the crime.
Well, well, Linda, this is my old neighborhood. I used to have a paper route along here.
Well, Bob, you better start delivering milk or someone will get suspicious.
Okay, here goes. Say, they don't land like paper, do they?
Now, look, Bob, we're coming to the scene of the crime. There's the home of Mrs. Frump.
Well, so it is. And it's up to us to find out who took the lump off the Frump. Come on, let's get started here. Whoa, Connie. Whoa.
What is that, a cow pulling the milk wagon?
Yeah, it does away with the middleman. Now, before we go inside, Linda, let me give you some advice. If there's any suspicious-looking character around, you go to work on him. You know what to do.
I know. Use my head.
Well, only as a last resort. Now, don't be afraid, Linda. Remember, I've got this gun.
Yes, but that gun's empty, Bob.
It's all right. I'm loaded. So sorry. Now, remember, Linda, this is a big case.
Well, I know it, Bob, and I'm going to put everything I have into it.
Well, it's not that big.
I'll knock on the door.
No, you don't have to. The door will open itself. See, it's equipped with electric eyes.
You go in first, Linda.
Okay. Oh, what happened?
That is now the only door with electric Popeyes.
Oh, gee, look at the antique furniture. I'll bet that chair over there dates back to Louis the 14th.
Hello, hello, hello.
I'll bet that dated Louis the 14th.
Oh, I'm so glad you came. Someone took my beautiful pearls, and they also got away with my big tiara.
Your tiara. Well, I still see you have your pompe de aide, so. Mrs. Rump, this is Miss Darnell, my aide.
Oh, how do you do? My, what a sweet young girl. I looked like that once.
What a memory.
But I do hope you find my pearls. They were stolen right from under my nose.
Oh, strange place to wear them, but... Don't worry, we'll find them for you.
Oh, if you do, I'll give you anything. I'll even kiss you.
Well, please, I'd punish the criminal. Is Jenkins here?
Yes, the wretch. He had the nerve to search me. Oh, I've never been so mortified. Or, pickles.
Well, Linda, let's get to work. We've got... What's that?
Oh, that? Oh, somebody gets killed upstairs every night at 8 o'clock.
Why don't you call the police and have it stop?
Then how would I know what time it was?
Gosh, Linda, I'm getting a little nervous.
Oh, buck up, Bob. I'm depending on you. Be aggressive. Devil may care. Be swashbuckling.
Oh, I can be swashbuckling, all right. The only trouble is from the waist up, I swash, and from the knees down, I buckle.
Bob, get your gun. There's someone in the next room.
There is? Well, don't worry. I'll protect me with your life. All right, the first man who moves is a dead man. I almost moved myself.
Well, there he comes, Bob. He's armed. He's armed. Look out.
Don't worry. I'll unscrew his detonator.
Hello, Frankly. Gee, I almost shot you.
Jenkins, will you stop pointing that gun at me? It frightens me.
Then you stop pointing your face at me. It frightens me.
Jenkins, we've got to wind this case up and get a scoop for G.I. General. I think I'll grill some suspects.
Good. I could use a bite to eat.
Well, I'm very anxious to solve this case. We'll have to put out a dragnet.
I already put out a dragnet.
What did you catch?
7 men and 3 herrings.
Did you get them to talk?
Just the herrings.
What do they say?
Well, who can understand herrings?
Well, somebody did it. Somebody in this room.
How do you know it's somebody in this room?
It's a small cast. Might even have been you or me. I'll soon find out if it was me. Bentley, did you steal the pearls? I object. The prosecuting attorney is asking leading questions. I am not. You are so. You're a big slob. Gentlemen, please. All right, we'll begin again. Bentley, where were you last night at 11:30? 11:30? Better not answer that one. I was with you, you know. Let's see. Now, who do you think took the pearl? Ask me, Bentley. Who do you think took the pearl? Well, you won't talk, eh? Well, take that. And that. And this.
Can you beat that? He knocked himself out.
This is Connie Haynes in the song department again. I want to introduce G.I. Journal Salute Page. It's sent to the 228th Tank Retrieving Company, whose members are ambulance drivers for machinery that's wounded on the battlefield. Like the medics, they move into battle areas under fire to pick up their casualties. In their case, however, the rescued patients are ripped open jeeps, tanks, and trucks, which they haul back to the ordnance hospitals to be patched up and returned to combat. So for you tank retrievers of Army Ordnance, a song.
Johnny sings Sleigh Ride in July.
I was taken for a sleigh ride in July. Oh, I must have been a better was only make-believe, just a sleigh ride on a foggy summer's eve. My dreams were there for winter, and then to think that I was taken for the big romance was only make-believe, just a sleigh ride on a balmy summer's eve. My dreams were there for winter,
Linda and Alan have revived Robert Benchley. So let's get back to the scene of the crime at the home of Mrs. Frump.
Fine detective you are, Jenkins. You've been here 6 hours and you still haven't found my pearls.
Whitey, I'm doing everything I can. I searched you once and Benchley twice.
Well, you searched me 3 times.
Just a matter of routine. I like to make sure.
You've been over that terrain so much, it looks like Highway 66.
Oh, how can I face my husband tonight? When I tell him about my $50,000 loss, he'll be furious.
Tell me, how can your husband afford to give you such expensive presents?
Oh, he's very wealthy. He made his money in oil.
Crude?
Well, only when he's drunk.
I got an idea. Everybody here has been searched except one person.
Bob, you mean?
Of course, the detective.
Hey, are you insinuating that I'm a crook?
Not to give you a short answer, yes.
Listen, you, when you say that, smile.
You're a crook.
Now, boys, please, let's not get excited. We'll never get anywhere this way. How about searching the room?
Yes, we can stop right here with this closet. I'll open it.
There's nothing in the closet but a lot of old plants.
What do you mean, steep pot? Don't forget our frying pan.
Wonder if there is someone in there. Who are you?
Well, me, I'm a general, private attack.
Just what, may I ask, were you doing in Mrs. Frump's closet?
Oh, I was just hanging my hat over. I was counting them off a beat boat. I was waiting for a streetcar.
That's a lie. The streetcar doesn't stop in that closet, does it, Mrs. Frump?
Of course not. Only the sunset bus.
All right, you. Where were you on the night of January 16th?
The night of January the 16th.
Yeah.
Well, I was down at the I visited some relatives. I don't even know where I am now.
Let me straighten you out, Bob. Mrs. Frump's $50,000 pearl necklace has been stolen. Now, are you going to confess? Or do I have to beat your brains in with this Billy?
You wouldn't dare do that. Why, that's against the law. You can't hit me with a beat bill. Hello, Billy.
Now, look, Zach. This is a serious situation. The pearls must be somewhere. Now, why don't you talk up?
Hey, who are you?
I'm Robert Benchley.
The Robert Benchley?
That's right.
Gosh. I've often seen you in your emotions, in your shorts.
What a
nauseating picture.
Quiet, you old foof. From the front, you look like Wallace Beery from the back.
What are you talking about? Now, look, Jack. If you'll only confess, I'll give you a nice big reward.
Yes, Jackie. If you'll give the pearls back, I'll give you a reward, too. I'm Linda Darnell.
Hey, you're a girl, aren't you?
Well, of course I'm a girl, Jackie.
Yeah, I could see it, tell you were a girl, all right. Yeah, you're not smoking a cigar. Miss Darnell, I don't know quite how to say this,
but what, Jack?
I'm so bashful. I was wondering if you could be... You're probably too busy.
Well, what are you trying to say?
Well... You're my dream girl. And you're such a big movie star and
well, and what, Zach?
Well, could you... I mean, would you... would you tell me where I could get bread with one meatball?
If it'll make you any happier, go right ahead and jump.
I will! No.
Oh, look, the pearls, they're rolling all over the floor.
My pearls! They must have been caught in my shoulder strap the whole time.
How do you like that? The only place I didn't look.
Oh, I'm so happy. And to think we would never have found them if it hadn't been for you, Sack. Just for that, I'm going to give you a big...
Oh, no, you don't. I couldn't do it. Don't you see, my mother wouldn't be a little bit like it. She wouldn't be a little bit... if you... with the lights on?
Oh, you big bashful boy. I'll turn the lights out. There. Back! Where are you?
He ran into the closet.
How do you like that? The sunset bus does stop in there. Well, gang, I see the time's up. But before we close this edition of G.I. Journal, I want to thank our four star reporters, Linda Darnell, Alan Jenkins, Verna Felton, who played Mrs. Frump, Dick Arand and his orchestra, and Private Sad Sack Mel Blanc. This is Bob Benchley saying so long, man.
This is Harry Mitchell shutting down the presses of the old G.I. Journal until next week at the same time. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.